This is Chris Smith, Shambles Guru, in Brisbane, in Australia, down under. And I'm with a group of teachers at a workshop on podcasting, just to prove that they're here. And their rehearsal was really pathetic. It should be interesting to see what they say this time. Here, I'm going to ask them to make some noise to prove they're here. Yay! That's much. Actually, Andrew at the back, when he's listening to this in the future and all his kids, he just didn't do anything. So we'll catch him later. It's my pleasure now, over the next couple of minutes, to interview a most unusual... I've never done this before. I'm going to interview a head, and I don't mean head as in head teacher, I mean the thing that's on top of your body that sits on your shoulders. Welcome to the interview.
Thank you.
And could I ask, what's your name?
My name is Rosie Head.
Rosie Head. Okay, now could you describe, say a little bit about yourself, because some people may not know what a head is.
Well, I'm sort of a circle which has a bit of brown colouring, and then it's got these things attached to it which look like horsehair but are called dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Okay, so you're circular, so you're only two-dimensional, is that right?
Oh no, I sort of look like an egg from one angle, but I can roll, so I'm 3D.
You're an egg and you can roll?
Yeah.
Was that a pun?
No, but it was funny, wasn't it?
Okay, you say you've got bits... Yeah. The head is now playing to the audience, I've lost control. You've got bits stuck on you, can you tell us about the bits that are stuck on?
Oh, there's a few bits and pieces. There's some things that apparently are called freckles. They fade a little bit under the brown, though. Then we've got these things called eyebrows. There's this quite sizable thing in the middle of my face, which comes from my father head. It's called a nose. And then there's a few other things underneath, a couple of lips.
Right. Mm. You've got two lips?
Yes, two.
Two?
I heard you need both.
Really? Okay, right. And now... The rumour is that you are a dance teacher, drama, expressive arts type of teacher, is that right?
Yes.
And our heads very important?
They are. If we take them away, then probably it's not too good for the rest of the performance, you know. The body stands there, but it doesn't really know what to do.
It doesn't do anything. But what is important about the head? Why, you know, what can the head do?
Well, it's a communication tool. It's the central nervous, the whole... I don't know what the name is called. It's the driver in the body.
It's a driver? Mm. Give me an example. Can you give me an example?
Well, for example, if we were doing some physical theatre, if I don't, the head doesn't tell my legs to pick themselves up, or if I'm walking, I just become a stump. The bottom half of me, anyway.
I think you're not talking about your head. I think you're talking about the brain.
Oh, but it's a very important part of my head.
The brain? So you couldn't.
I need it.
You couldn't manage without the brain.
No, it's like I couldn't manage without the nose.
Mm. What do kids not do with their heads that they should be doing? I'm regretting saying that sentence. In performing arts, what do you advise kids to do with their heads to help with the expression of things?
Sometimes I like them to move the things on their head. So not so much the hair, but, you know, for some of the girls who want to, you know, look pretty, they give it a bit of a flick. Otherwise, you know, they like to, you know, it's good to batter the eyes, maybe use a nose, maybe frown, things like that.
So facial expressions are important, yes?
Yes.
So that's what you do. You spend your time doing facial expressions a lot of the time. Does it get boring?
No. Especially when, you know, things go wrong and you see the facial expressions that they do.
Mm. Okay. Do kids learn easily facial expressions? How do they learn?
They mimic. They mimic quite a lot.
And in front of a mirror?
Sometimes they actually have another student who stands in front of them who pretends to be a mirror.
Oh, that's clever.
With all parts of their body.
Really? That's very clever. I like that. I'm curious, do heads have relationships?
Sometimes.
What do you mean? I'm wondering if heads have, you know, do you go on dates?
Well, sometimes the lips on the head, sometimes they find other lips and they just won't let go.
Really? Is that a real problem?
Yeah. Well, I've seen sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, so I've heard. On the
ground. You just read about it? Right?
Just read it on Twitter.
What else? So heads go out on relationships, do they? And what else do they do apart from the lips? Does any other bodily head parts touch?
Oh, well, sometimes they go to New Zealand and they do like this rubbing of the noses thing. Apparently it's quite fun.
Rose nubbing?
No,
rose nubbing? What's rose nubbing?
Nose rubbing.
Rose nubbing. That was an interesting... As I'm talking to Rose the Head, rose nubbing was an interesting use of language. Well, have you got any advice now to finish up with? Have you got any advice to heads around the world?
Oh, get your heads out there.
Get your heads...
Get it all out there. Get the heads rubbing. Get the noses rubbing, the rose nubbing. Do it all.
Well, thank you very much. That was brilliant. Okay, can we press...